a place where, oh, I just said that one. you admire a man's wheat, and you might say, it looks like you're going to have a real good
crop.
And they cut the trees down, you say the land has been, they want to farm the land, and a lot of trees, they cut them all down, so you say the land
cleared.
Has been cleared.
Cleared.
The land
cleared.
If they cut the hay and it grows up again, and they cut it again, you say that's the
second crop.
You know how they talk about units of the farm? Say for wheat, they gather wheat up into a what? Into a unit of what do they call it?
Stacks.
Or they call it a bind or a bundle or a sheaf or a shock. Or
bundles.
Bundles,
they do.
Bundles,
they use
the stacks.
That's
what we use here.
Right.
Bundle.
Bale.
Bale. And then you have wheat, and it's pretty near its final state. You say they had 40 of wheat, 40, not pecks, but 40
bushels.
That's after the grains. That's
grain, yeah.
Now, how about corn? Do they put corn in a unit too? A shock or a sheaf or?
Cricks?
Well, I mean the stalks, not the ear.
They stack
some
in
bushels.
They stack. Sometimes usually cut corn for the silo.
Yeah.
They stack them.
Not anymore in that kind of sheaf there.
They pick up and it goes into the.
How about oats? What did they? I know they have different ways of treating the oats now, but they used to have to bring some men in. The wife would say, "I had to cook for
thrashers."
What would you say? Cook for thrashers or
for thrashers?
Mm-hmm.
Thrashers,
never thrashers.
Mm-hmm.
Thrashers.
And you'd say the oats. Oats are using the word thrash here.
Are thrashed. Don't you say the oats are trashed? Thrashed.
Oh,
thrashed.
The oats are thrashed.
Thrashing.
Some people will say thrashers, but the oats are threshed. you're consistent. If you give somebody a ride in the car and you stop and say, "Well, I'm sorry, but this is all the
farther ago.
If this is mine, then that's
this mine. This that's yours."
And that's yours, this is...
yours is mine.
Mine.
Yours is mine.
This is ours, and that's...
theirs.
And this is theirs, and this is...
and ours.
Okay. If you're speaking to a group of people, and it's time for them to leave, and you say, "Oh, when are you, again, when are you..."
When you come back.
Now, let's talk about bread and pastries here for a little bit. What types of homemade breads do you make now, or did you used to make? Or
I used to make. Mostly rye.
And
some white.
Is that the same as wheat? White?
Yeah, I imagine. I used to get the...
it isn't now, but they used to...
What about the
graham? Graham. I used to make a lot of graham bread.
For what reason?
And to make the pastry rise, you'd have to use what?
Make flour.
To make the white bread rise, you'd put in a little cake of
yeast.
Yeast.
Yeast.